Boycotting the Boycotters. Former Pink Floyd musician Roger Waters is facing severe backlash from the German Jewish community for his open support for the BDS movement and accusations of anti-Semitism. Sound familiar? It should, as the same events transpired in 2013 when the Dusseldorf Jewish community advocated for a boycott of his concert following the anti-Semitic incidents in his Brussels concert, including floating a giant pig balloon with a Jewish star on it, accusing Israel of apartheid, and urging other artists to join him in his boycott until Israel complies with the double standards held against it by much of the international order. The Anti-Defamation League, who previously supported Waters' seemingly innocent criticism of Israel, re-examined his words and actions in an open letter to Waters, and ultimately reached the conclusion that his views are in fact colored by offensive and dangerous undercurrents of anti-Jewish sentiment. The letter ended with the hope that he used his fame and talent to instead promote peace in a constructive and positive way. In the 4 years that have passed, however, not enough seemed to have changed. Still a vocal supporter of BDS and accused of continued public anti-Semitism, Waters is once again facing a boycott of his concert from Germany's Jewish community. In addition to the boycott, Cologne magazine Malka Goldstein-Wolf wrote a petition signed by over 1,300 people, requesting public broadcasting services to cancel their plans to air his concerts. As a result of the petition and accusations of anti-Semitism against him, 5 state television and radio affiliates of the national ARD network have complied with the request of the petition and will not be airing his concert. Various forms of anti-Semitism are illegal in Germany, including Holocaust denial, approval of Nazism, the use of Nazi symbols, and the sale of Hitler's autobiography Mein Kampf. In an attempt to distance themselves from the horror of the Holocaust and anti-Semitism preceding it, the German government has since implemented strict laws outlawing the spread of anti-Semitic ideologies. Anti-Semitism, however, remains relatively high in the region. 27% of adults in Germany harbor anti-Semitic views, according to a variety of indicators related to the perception of Jewish national loyalty, control of the economy and media, etc. This dichotomy highlights the ideological distance between the government and the people with regards to the perception of Jews. The success of this boycott, however, marks an important change in which German society and government are working together to fight against anti-Semitism in the country. But what is the integrity of responding to a boycott with a boycott? While it is important to stop hate speech before it happens, is it not the least bit problematic to use their own tactics against them? Marek Lieberberg is both Waters' tour director and the son of Holocaust survivors. While he rejects BDS, he also does not want to deny Waters his freedom of opinion. On the other hand, boycotting a BDS supporter sends a direct message to the movement regarding the meaning behind their actions. Organizing a boycott of Waters' show in Germany serves the dual purpose of rejecting anti-Semitism and anti-Zionism, whilst also encouraging BDS supporters to think about what exactly they're boycotting. In an incident that reflects the flip side of the same coin, Australian rock star Nick Cave made the decision to perform in Israel because of BDS. After being presented with a petition calling for artists to boycott Israel and refusing to sign it, Cave stated, "I like Israel and Israelis, and it's important for me to do something of substance about it." He booked a tour in Israel in direct response to the BDS movement gaining traction among artists, bringing light to the effects the movement has on many facets of society. There is a very fine line between legitimate criticism of Israeli policies and anti-Semitism. Waters' support for BDS, his use of anti-Semitic imagery in his concerts, and publicly accusing Israel of apartheid, however, leaves no doubt that his actions are anti-Semitic. Staging a boycott of his tour in Germany sends the message to BDS supporters that anti-Semitism has no place in public art. Hopefully, awareness of the cause and the boycott itself will encourage others to question the purpose of the BDS movement and its effects on both Israel and the international order.